nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. I'm thrilled to be with you here this morning. I have a rather unusual theme set up for today. Today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking a look at a series of Broadway shows that, well, they kind of hit two high points for me. You know, I'm obviously a big theater person, big theater fan, but I'm also kind of a nerd. And, you know, I grew up with comic books, and, you know, nowadays we've got all the superhero movies that are big-time blockbusters and everything, and so superheroes have always been kind of a big draw for me as well. The two don't really cross over very much. However, that doesn't mean they have never crossed over. In fact, there have been multiple different musicals that have been dedicated to superhero characters. And so what I thought I'd do today is I would share some of my favorite superhero musical songs with all of you. You know, it's something different. Every time you tune into Backstage, you're going to get something a little different. So that's what we've got today. So the first musical that I want to address is a musical featuring possibly the most signature superhero you're ever going to find. I'm talking about Superman. Superman, of course, originally published in DC, or still actually published in DC Comics, the sort of archetypal superhero. All the powers, so much more powerful than mortal men, able to do things that nobody else can. He's had TV shows, he's had movies, he's had cartoons, action figures, he's been everywhere. And eventually he made it to Broadway. In 1966, Charles Strauss and Lee Adams worked with David Newman and Robert Benton, and they came up with the show, It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. And it was a critical hit. The critics loved it. They thought it was great. However, the audiences didn't really go for it. It didn't last very long. It ran up for about 3.5 months. And when it closed, it was at the time the biggest bust in Broadway history. That has since, of course, been eclipsed, but it was just a flop at the time, unfortunately. It didn't die, though. It stuck around. It came back in 1975 as a TV special, and it pops up here and there. You know, it's still appreciated. So, I've got from the, I think this is the original Broadway cast recording. Yes. Oh, it's definitely the original Broadway cast recording. First up, we're going to take a listen to a song called Doing Good, sung by Bob Holliday, who of course starred as Superman and his, alter ego Clark Kent, or maybe that's Clark Kent and his alter ego Superman. I don't know. Either way, here's Bob Holliday singing Doing Good.
Every man has a job to do, and my job is doing good. Every night when the job is through, I fold my tights, proud to know I've done all I could. It's a satisfying feeling when you hang up your cape to know that you've averted murder, larceny, and rape. Every man has his job to do. Well, back into the old Clark Kent disguise. I'll never stop doing good. Other men have their work to do, but as for me, I must live not one life but two. This disguise is really wonderful, for who would guess that underneath this white shirt is a great big red S. Every man has his job to do, and my job is doing good. I'll never stop doing good. Oh, it's hard to keep on wearing the old Clark Kent smile, but I know I have to do it, 'cause my work is so worthwhile. La-di-dum, It's a funny life, still and all a life well spent. So here you go, bravery gone, meek and mild, glasses on, Superman. Now you're Clark Kent.
Bob Holliday playing Clark Kent and Superman in the original Broadway cast of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. It's very much got that sort of classic Broadway sensibility about it in terms of the music and the lyrics. Maybe a little hokey by today's standards, but there's just something fun about it. The musical revolves around the conflict between Superman and Dr. Abner Sedgwick. Dr. Sedgwick is a 10-time Nobel Prize loser. He's been nominated 10 times and has not won a single one, and he decides that he's sick and tired of being overlooked, and he's going to destroy Superman to prove his brilliance. And along the way, there's a love triangle between Superman and Lois, and a columnist at the Daily Planet by the name of Max Mencken, and Max Mencken ends up teaming up with Dr. Sedgwick to try to ruin Superman. It gets a little convoluted, but it's all in good fun. It captures that sort of, probably the 1940s serials with George Reeves as Superman, that sort of very classic Americana feel. It's a fun show. What can I say? It's a very fun show. So up next is a song by the entire company explaining the benefits of Superman. This is called We Need Him.
In a world of evil and doubt, we need him. We need him. In these times of misery and crime, we need him. We need him.
Complications,
accusations,
a world of cheap sensations,
a world with no foundations, and so we need him.
Bugging Uncle Meyer.
Yes, when a bad situation grows dire,
we need him. Him.
He brings the orphans Christmas turkey.
He flew my asthmatic son to Albuquerque.
Yes, when the world's moral standards grow murky,
we need him.
Who needs him?
I need him.
They need me.
From the original Broadway cast recording of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman here on Backstage on WZBG. And this morning I am featuring musicals that deal with superheroes. It's a small corner of the Broadway universe, but it's an interesting corner of the Broadway universe. Now, It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, based on when it was written and how superheroes were viewed at the time, it doesn't delve into a lot of complex characterization, but it almost kind of attempts to. The next song I'm going to play for you, it's called The Strongest Man in the World. And in it, Superman kind of reflects on how he's perceived versus how he feels, which was kind of a new way of thinking when this all came about. So here is Bob Holliday as Superman, again, singing The Strongest Man in the World.
Why can't the strongest man in the world be the happiest man in the world? Why does the strongest man in the world have the heaviest heart in the world. Why must I, the man of steel, feel as helpless as a man of straw? They used to hold me in such awe. Now the cheers have turned to jeers. Why must the strongest man in the world be the bluest man? Tell me why. Don't they know the strongest man can cry? Here am I, the man of steel, hiding out here like a timid mouse. Why, I could lift up this whole house. But what for? They care no more. Why must the strongest man in the world be the saddest man? Tell me why. Don't they know the strongest man can cry?
The strongest man in the world, from the original Broadway cast of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. And again, this was a musical that was basically a flop, unfortunately, but it had its proponents. The critics really responded to this for some reason, and the musical itself was nominated for 3 Tony Awards: Best Actor in a Musical for Jack Cassidy, who played Max Menken; Best Featured Actor in a Musical, Michael O'Sullivan, playing the he was the villain, I believe, Dr. Abner Sedgwick; and best featured actress in a musical for Patricia Morand as Lois Lane. So the critics did really like it. The audiences just didn't buy into it. And this next number may have had something to do with that. It's very reminiscent of the Adam West, Burt Ward Batman TV show of around the same era. This is Superman fighting some of his villains. This is called Pow Bam Zonk.
Panic, Lois! Here I come! Come on, pow, let's go, bam! I need a little exercise. Take that pow and that zonk, let's see what you can do. You boys, pow, a good bam! I like a crook who really tries. Come on, pow, let's go, wham! You'll learn a trick or two. Gee, it's funny that only a moment ago, pow, bam, zonk, I doubted myself, and all that was right. But now I see the light. Oh no, whack, you don't, wham, I'll show you babies who I am. Pow, whack, zonk, crunch, bam. Karate can be lots of fun. Good shot!
Thank you!
Grunt, that's one that I forgot. Let's not quit now. I'll let you know when I am done. Come on! What's wrong? You kids don't look so hot.
Gosh, I'm hungry. I'd sure like a T-bone steak.
Pow, bam, zonk! I haven't felt this good since Krypton knows when. Don't you do that again. Good night, sweet dreams. So sorry to mess up your plan, but now you know. Splat! can't fool around. Wham! Falls out!
Jump!
With Superman!
Pow, Bam, Zonk from the original Broadway cast of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman here on Backstage on WZBG. And that was really the first musical that got mainstream attention that was dedicated to a superhero, but it certainly wasn't the last. In 2008, Joe DiPietro and David Bryan, who David Bryan you might know from Bon Jovi, did an adaptation of a 1984, I don't even know if I want to call it a B movie, it's more like a C or a D movie, and I love the movie, I think it's hilarious. They adapted The Toxic Avenger into a rock musical. Now, this is the same Joe DiPietro, by the way, who worked on I Love You, You're Perfect Now, Change, Over the River and Through the Woods, All Shook Up, Memphis, Nice Work If You Can Get It, back in 2012. This is a guy that's got a lot of real solid credits behind him, and David Bryan came up with the Toxic Avenger musical, which, you know, maybe that's the key to superhero musicals. You don't go for the big names. You go for the ones that have the hardcore audiences that are going to go to see it no matter what. It tells the story of this sort of nerdy goofball named Melvin Ferd III, who wants to help clean up the world. He's sort of an environmentalist, and he wants to clean up the world. And he starts in New Jersey, of all places, and he crosses the wrong people who dump him into some toxic waste. But as with many superhero characters, the toxic waste doesn't kill Melvin Ferd III. It turns him into a grotesquely disfigured superhero who goes by the name Toxie and decides to take his revenge and also help clean up the world. So the heart of the musical becomes a love story between Melvin and his blind girlfriend, who is also the town librarian, by the name of Sarah. And that's kind of the focus of the songs that I can play for you. So we're going to focus on that element of it, the love story of the Toxic Avenger, the horribly disfigured superhero, and his blind girlfriend, Sarah. So up first, we have a song called My Big French Boyfriend. And just keep in mind as you're listening to these songs, ladies and gentlemen, that this show is very much meant to not be taken seriously in any way, shape, or form. So here it is, the 2008 cast, I believe it is, of the Toxic Avenger musical with My Big French Boyfriend.
Today I met him. Can you hear the chimes? And he comes from the country that invented eclairs and mimes. He's strong and sweet and lives with his mother. He saved my life, so there is no other. Such a man, and man, is he macho. He's spicy, cool like a bowl of gazpacho. Someday he's gonna be my big French boyfriend. French boyfriend.
My big French boyfriend.
My big French boyfriend.
The
FBA. He got his mouth, but that's okay. He comes from France where they live that way. He's real white, but I got a hug.
He's gonna jump my bones tomorrow at lunch.
He's gonna jump my bones tomorrow at lunch. Come on and jump my bones tomorrow at brunch.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
I
don't.
French boyfriend.
Happy French boyfriend.
My big French boyfriend. My big French boyfriend!
That was, I believe, Sarah Chase from the original cast recording of the Toxic Avenger musical with My Big French Boyfriend here on WZBG. Like I said, the show becomes very much a focus on the love story between the blind librarian and the Toxic Avenger. The Toxic Avenger realizes that he's lucky that he found a girl that can, and this is a terrible pun and I apologize in advance, that can see past his exterior. Yeah, I know, she's blind. But, you know, he very much appreciates that she's someone who can appreciate him for everything on the inside and not the horribly disfigured person he is on the outside. And he sings this song called Thank God She's Blind, and this features the late Nick Cordero in the role of Melvin Ferd III, or if you prefer, the Toxic Avenger. So here he is, Nick Cordero with Thank God She's Blind.
Blind.
Cordero as the Toxic Avenger with Thank God She's Blind here on Backstage on WZBG. And this morning we're featuring songs from musicals that are all about superheroes. The relationship between the Toxic Avenger and his blind librarian girlfriend by the name of Sarah progresses, and eventually they, of course, come to the point where they have to do the obligatory big-time Broadway love song, and here it is. And again, keep in mind, folks, this show was never meant to be taken seriously. This is supposed to be really goofy. Here are Nick Cordero and Sarah Chase singing Hot Toxic Love.
Meet a girl and she'd up and run. Love wanted no part of me. Then I met you, beautiful you, a true scientific breakthrough. Look deep inside, I have nothing to hide.
Beautiful you, live.
Hot Toxic Love from the Toxic Avenger musical here on Backstage on WZBG. It's interesting. Like I said, there are not many crossovers between the superhero world and the Broadway world, but that was one of them, and it is what it is. You know, you just have to be able to appreciate it for what it is. Now, the Toxic Avenger musical is based on sort of a niche property. You know, it was part of a series of films from the production company called Troma, and they were at best B-movie send-ups of sci-fi horror superhero movies, but more mainstream heroes have been turned into musicals as well. Now, the next show I'm going to feature is it never made it to Broadway, but It was composed with the sort of intention of being one if it were ever picked up. I don't know that it would ever get picked up, but it's complicated. It all comes from an album called That's What I Call Star Kid Volume 2. And the album is basically the entirety of this, I don't know how many offs you'd have to put in front of it, but super off-Broadway musical called Holy Musical Batman, or just HMB for short. And it's this very offbeat version of a musical all about Batman and Robin, and it takes no prisoners. It's very much self-aware and wants to hold a light up to all the ridiculousness of the superhero world and the Batman mythos in general. So, you know, I'm just going to let it stand for itself. So we're going to kick it off with something called Rogues Are We. And this is a very early song in the show where you get to meet some of Batman's famous villains. So here we are, the original HMB cast, Holy Musical Batman, singing Rogues Are We.
But I ain't no
Rogues Are We.
We are the harlots and the hussies.
Rogues Are We.
We are the swindlers and the cheats.
Rogues Are We.
Rising up from the underground.
Rogues Are We.
We taking over your streets.
Rogues Are We.
Rogues Are We from Holy Musical Batman. Now, this musical all about Batman was performed originally back in 2012 in Chicago. It was later posted to YouTube, and if you go to YouTube and search for Holy Musical Batman, you can find it and watch it in all of its interesting glory. It's a collaboration between Nick Gage, Scott Lamps, Matt Lang, and Nick Lang, many of whom were in the production back in Chicago. It's sort of a nod to most versions of Batman. You've got the 1960s Adam West, Burt Ward Batman. You've got the Dark Knight film of 2008. You've got the 1989 Batman movie with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. It just covers pretty much everything you could possibly want to cover as far as Batman is concerned. The musical is very much a send-up of everything relating to Batman, and nowhere is that more clear than in this next number called The Dynamic Duet.
We're like long-lost brothers who've found each other
and love each other like family.
Though we're not related,
and it's totally belated,
I'm elated just to say you are my bro.
Me up, me go.
And where I go
is where we go.
And it feels as though it was destined to be so, so very nice. How could it all have been so?
Lonesome and hopeless, I know.
Promise you won't go out and get mugged and murdered on me.
I cross my heart.
No, I'll never let that happen. We'll have each other's backs and
listen to the Jackson 5
and dance the night away. Robbing your part of the clouds.
By the light of the moon, we have found the sunrise.
I never thought I'd find it.
Nearly blinded by it.
So bright, so bright, so bright.
You are my bright night.
You're my morning bird.
We're wingmen singing in thirds.
You bring spring to my winter. Flying in the friendship ship.
You are my bright night.
You're my morning bird.
We're wingmen. My vision is blurred.
For the tears of joy. No more dark, sad, lonely nights.
Buddies.
Bros.
Homies.
Amigos.
Pizza.
Nintendo.
Woo, woo, woo.
Dynamic Duet from Holy Musical Batman. The musical really, again, it's a farce, it's a spoof, it's a send-up of everything, but it does try to ground itself in this idea of how do you take a character that is so disillusioned by humanity that he turns himself into Batman and humanize him, and how can he coexist with his ward, Dick Grayson, Robin, and fight crime and work as a team. And towards the end, there is a series of surprise appearances by various other superheroes, some from the DC universe and some from other comic book universes, because again, this is all a big spoof, and they sing a song called Super Friends. So here on Backstage on WZBG, since we're featuring musicals all about superheroes, I thought I'd share that one with you. This is the cast of Holy Musical Batman singing Super Friends.
It seems so funny as I look back on the folly of my way. I climbed as high as one can climb on their own. I scaled the highest mountain, did a pirouette at the tippity-top. But when you gotta get down, gotta get down, gotta get down, you need someone to count on.
Some mark their friendship with bracelets and lockets.
Some measure their friendship with silver and gold.
Some mark their friendship with matching tattoos.
We forge our friendship by saving the world. I wanna be a friend forever.
I wanna be a modern dancer.
What a super queer thing to say that came out of nowhere. I wanna be a friend forever.
Pass me the cup of friendship.
Meet me at my place, the fortress of friendship.
I wanna be a friend forever.
I wanna see the Eiffel Tower.
With the power of a super friend, you're never alone. I wanna be a friend forever.
I wanna play Nintendo.
Who needs Nintendo when you've got a friend?
Yo! Looking back in the sun, I'm losing my
Super Friends from Holy Musical Batman, the musical spoof, adaptation, whatever you want to call it, of the Batman comics. Here on Backstage on WZBG this morning, we're talking all about musicals that are based on comic book properties. You know, it kind of combines two of my great loves in life, and there's something about it that seems to make sense. One more musical that I'm going to throw out there that is a superhero musical, and I may be missing a few here and there, which is entirely possible, but one more that I'm going to throw out there is perhaps one of the most infamous and famous, it could be both, I guess, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. This is a musical that has been all over the headlines over the last, debuted in 2011. So over the last 10 years, it's been all over the headlines for some good things and a lot of not so good things. The musical has music and lyrics by Bono and the Edge of U2 fame, a book by Julie Taymor, Glenn Berger, and Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, and it was directed by Julie Taymor. Now, Julie Taymor, of course, is the director of The Lion King on Broadway, which was a mega smash. It allowed people to accept Disney as a Broadway sort of company, and it was creative, it was jaw-dropping, it was a spectacle, it was just everything it could possibly need to be in order to be successful. And after the success of The Lion King, Julie Taymor was at the top of everybody's lists of, this is the kind of person you want to work with, this is a creative director, this is somebody who takes daring chances and really crafts a beautiful product. And you'd think that it would all come together, but it really didn't. There were lots of problems, which I'll allude to as we go. Suffice it to say, it was quite a situation. So we're going to start with a track from the album Music from Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, and that's a whole other story into itself. Here is the song Boy Falls from the Sky.
You can change your mind, but you cannot change your heart. Your heart knows when you're hiding, your heart knows where you
inside my head. I will listen to nobody.
Carney with Boy Falls from the Sky from Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, and I wasn't even paying attention. We're just about out of time, so I don't get to tell you all about Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. Suffice it to say, there were massive budget overruns. The original producer died, and a junior producer had to step in who didn't have a lot of experience doing a big-time Broadway musical. There were constant rewrites. Julie Taymor as director and book writer, and U2's Bono and The Edge as music creators weren't getting along at various points. There were massive technology problems with set pieces and the flying sequences for Spider-Man, you know, swinging through the city. There were performers who were injured during rehearsals and previews. It was quite a series of events, and it did end up opening, and it ran for a fair amount of time. Unfortunately, it never really became profitable because of so many delays and budget overruns, but it's an interesting show. So we're going to leave you with one more from Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. This is going to be, again, Reeve Carney with Rise Above, and I'll be back next week, and I hope you all have a great week, everybody.
Silence.